الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الجمعة حق واجب على كل مسلم إلا على أربعة: عبد مملوك أو امرأة أو صبي أو مريض. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Before I proceed, I request this brother sitting directly opposite me to stop sitting and playing with the cell phone. We have a notice right on top. We have a notice right around the masjid. Also outside. If something urgent, you can leave the masjid and use the cell phone outside. Jazakallah. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had been mentioning the virtues of Friday. In fact, our request is people who are sitting at the back to come in front. The etiquette of congregating is to sit together unless a person is disabled for some reason, has a valid excuse, otherwise should come as close as possible to the imam. And I'll explain to you the benefits of doing that. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is a deen of discipline that teaches us all forms of discipline, especially in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Muslim nation is supposed to be a very disciplined nation. Unfortunately, we don't adhere to the etiquettes of deen, and we've become so undisciplined that we find sometimes hours on end are just wasted because we are not disciplined. Islam teaches us discipline. Imam says Allahu Akbar, everybody says Allahu Akbar. Muazzin says Allahu Akbar, everybody should reply Allahu Akbar. Call is made to the namaz, leave out all your activities and come to the salat. Imam goes into ruku, you also go into ruku. Not because of the imam, because of the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إذا قرأ الإمام آمين قالوا إذا قرأ وللضالين قالوا آمين. Imam says وللضالين, you say آمين. Imam says سمي الله لمن حمده, you say ربنا لك الحمد. This is the discipline that Islam teaches us. In every aspect of our deen, we find discipline. How do we come to the masjid? How we enter the masjid? How we enter into the toilet? Also shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are a disciplined nation. Every aspect, whether it is personal hygiene, whether it is eating, how do we sit and eat? How do we cleanse ourselves? This hair that we have on the body, how do we behave with that hair? If it is on the top of the head, what is the order of Allah? When it is above our eyes, what is the order of Allah? It is above our lips, what is the order of Allah? It is on our faces, what is the order of Allah? It is under the armpits, what is the order of Allah? It is under the navel, what is the order of Allah? Every single action we find has been outlined for us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are that fortunate nation that's walking on the face of the earth for whom Allah has chosen this deen of Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. We should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express our gratitude to Him that He has granted us such a beautiful deen that is replete with directions, instructions, orders, and commands at every walk of our life. So the more we adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the more we'll get acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we had been mentioning the Friday and the significance of Friday. What great significance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this deen, this day. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explicitly tells us, Ya ma'ashir al-muslimin, this is such a day, ja'alahu Allahu Eidan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this day a day of Eid, a day of festival, a day of congregation, a day of devotion before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day of ibadat. And we had mentioned the different words that have come in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, we had mentioned that the special feature of the day of Jumu'ah is the Salatul Jumu'ah, the Friday prayers. And for this, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the entire surah, Suratul Jumu'ah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs us that when the call is made for Friday, fas'u ila dhikrillah, then hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, either meaning towards the khutbah that's going to be taking place and the salat, or either meaning the salat, fas'u ila dhikrillah, and come towards the salat and leave out buying and selling and all those activities that hinder you from coming towards salat. We'd also mention how those people were reprimanded, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they had completed the salat, but they had not listened to the khutbah, what was the ayat that had come down and had reprimanded them. And from then on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made the khutbah to precede the salat. That is why here, unlike the Eid salat, the khutbah is first mentioned and then the Salat is mentioned. As far as the importance of the Salat of Jumu'ah is concerned, this verse of the Holy Quran was sufficient. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, in no other verse that He has highlighted any other Salat, no Salat al-Fajr, no Salat al-Isha, like the words that Allah ta'ala has used here, that when the call is made, then hasten towards the Salat of Jumu'ah. This was sufficient for us to understand the importance and significance of this night, of this day. But further, if you look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to see how important the Jummah Salat is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Al-Jummah tu haqqun wajibun ala kulli muslimin." Jummah is a binding duty upon every Muslim. Illa ala arba'atin, except from four types of people, Jummah is not wajib and binding upon them. Abdin mamluk, that slave that is owned by somebody. The person in those days, there was slavery, where people were slaves of people, not servants, but slaves, complete slaves. In other words, the night and the day, they were in the service of the master. For them, Jummah is not wajib. Jummah is not binding and compulsory upon them. O imra'atin, or a woman and a lady, Jummah is not binding upon a lady, like the Jamaat is not binding upon a lady. Similarly, Rasulullah tells us here, the Jummah also is not binding upon the lady. Third person, Rasulullah mentions here, O sabi'in, O small children. Small children, Jummah is not binding upon as well. And when Jummah is not binding, then the 5 daily Salat also are not binding. There's another custom that's becoming prevalent in our society. People bring little children to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those children that have no understanding of Salat are brought to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens? Ultimately, we find that they cause a disturbance. Nobody expects that. But what do you expect from a child? It is difficult to expect the child to behave like an adult. And when he behaves like a child, it's just natural. Then we shouldn't be surprised, we shouldn't get angered, we shouldn't say, why my son has done this. He's a little boy, he has no understanding. And in one hadith, Rasulullah tells us explicitly that saves your masjids from majaneen and sibyan, from those people that are insane and those people that are children. Why? They do not know the etiquette of the masjid. They do not know the sanctity of the masjid. They cannot uphold the sanctity of the masjid. The love for your child is a separate issue. But coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not knowing the sanctity of the masjid, not upholding the respect of the masjid, is not proper for a person to come to his children, bring his children of that age to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people come into the house of masjid, they are sitting with a child, sitting on their lap, etc., showing love and affection to the child. That is almost actually natural. You come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only to sit and make love to your little child there, you come to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave your child at home and sacrifice everyone and come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a practice now that is beginning to be on the increase, even in our masjid. We should desist from this practice and not wait for the imam to tell us. We are intelligent enough to understand this, that the house is made only for the worship and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There may be unforeseen circumstances, those are separate issues. However, we are talking here about the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the Jummah Salat, that we should hasten and come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important is the Jummah Salat? It is so important that it has special conditions. It has special conditions, not like other Salats. Other Salats, a person can carry out wherever he is, but the Jummah Salat needs a congregation. You have to perform the Jummah Salat in a congregation. Nobody can perform the Jummah Salat sitting in the confines of his home or in a village, etc. It needs, firstly, a congregation. Secondly, there has to be the khutbah. Khutbah also is part of, so to say, the Salat of Jummah. This is another important aspect that we'll highlight here, that the khutbah of Jummah is very, very important and very, very significant. And thirdly, we find another important aspect that you have to have it in Jamaat. You cannot perform it individually like people perform other Salats individually. The Jummah Salat has to be in a congregation. And as I mentioned previously, the Jummah Salat used to assemble just in one masjid, in one house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that it can be a grand exposition of the brotherhood of Islam, of the great congregation of Islam. All the people of the town should come and gather in one masjid. But since the population began to increase, we find that different masajid Jummah are held, and this is absolutely permissible. What happens to that person that neglects this important salat, whom Rasulullah s.a.w. has told us that is binding? The third person we mentioned here was a child, and the fourth person in the hadith, those people that are excluded from or not binding upon them the Jummah Salat, is marid, that person that is sick and cannot make it to the masjid, then obviously he is excused from coming to the Jummah Salat. This is the hadith that we are mentioning. What is the importance of the Jummah Salat? What happens if a person neglects the Jummah Salat? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned while sitting on the minbar, liyantahiyanna aqwamun an wad'ihim al-jum'at aw liyakhtimanna Allahu ala qulubihim thumma layakunanna min al-ghafilin.
The people with emphasis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, layantahiyanna,
those people that know the Arabic language, the lam is also for emphasis. The noon here with the tashdeed is also for emphasis. People should definitely and
ensure that they abstain from leaving out. They should not refrain from Jummah Salat. In other words, they should not stay away from a Jummah Salat. Why? أَوْ لِيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ.
Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal upon their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal upon their hearts if they abstain from coming for the Jummah Salat. This is how serious it is. Imagine a person's heart is sealed off from all good, from all hidayat, from all getting inspiration from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
because of leaving out the Jummah Salat. ثُمَّ لِيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Then they will be from amongst those people that are the negligent and heedless and unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these commands.
Just by leaving out the Jummah Salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal on the hearts and will make them unmindful and ghafil.
In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that person that leaves out three Jumu'ahs, tahawunan, out of sheer negligence of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then taba'a Allahu ala qalbihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a seal onto his heart.
Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that person that leaves out the Jumu'ah min ghayri uzrin, without any valid excuse, then liyatasaddaqanna bi dinarin,
then he should give sadaqah of one dinar. And dinar was a gold coin. That amount of sadaqah he should give the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the poor and needy for neglecting the Jummah Salat.
And if he does not have, then for binisbi diranin, if he does not have one gold coin, then he must give half a gold coin. This is so important and significant, the Jummah Salat, that if he leaves it out for a valid excuse, then this is what he must do as an expiation and compensation for the sin that is incurred by leaving out the Salat.
Similarly, in one hadith we find, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned regarding those people that had left out the Jummah Salat, that I feel like appointing a person to read
the Salat, and I should go and I should set fire to the homes of those people that have neglected the Jummah Salat.
The person that is rahmatul lil alameen, here is sounding the serious warning for those people that neglect the Jummah Salat, that I feel like burning up their homes, going and setting their homes alight for those people that neglect the Jummah Salat. Similarly, one another hadith we find, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that person that neglects the Jummah Salat, person who leaves it out without any valid excuse,
then he is kutiba, he's been written down as a munafiq. Kutiba munafiqin fi kitabin la yumha wa la yubaddal. He is inscribed in that kitab that will never be erased, that will never be changed, as a munafiq,
as a hypocrite, that person that neglects the Jummah Salat without a valid excuse. So here we understand, in the light of these ahadith, how important and how significant the Jummah Salat is. That is why we find
even in this age and era, there were some of our musallis, they said, Mawna, I'm offered a job, but the man does not want to give me off for Jummah Salat. It was told to him that that's the case, then leave the job. The person left the job, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a greater job. So our petty excuses, or little flimsy excuses,
we should not leave out the Jummah Salat. This is how seriously the consequences are. I am very busy, or for example, I have a job where I cannot get off, etc. When Jummah Salat is so important here, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the serious warnings for those people that neglect the Jummah Salat.
Sometimes we find, because of business, a person finds is very busy, doesn't come for the Jummah Salat. Nowadays, unfortunately, we find there's a very big match on. Now people want to take the masjid to the grounds and say, we'll perform the Jummah Salat on the grounds day. The veracity must be asked from the ulama kiram, that when you have so many masajid where the Jummah Salat is taking place,
Jummah Salat is to expose the brotherhood of Islam. You are going there with 10, 20 people sitting on the grounds and performing the Jummah Salat. Some are such that even sit down there and say, the main match of this, the world final is taking place here. That is why I'm sitting here. I cannot perform the Jummah Salat.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man istaghna
bilahwatin aw bitijaratin. Bilahwatin aw tijaratin istaghna Allahu anhu. That person that is negligent of the Jummah Salat because of some sport, because of some amusement, because of some pastime, because of something that's got to do with those things that are useless, or bitijaratin, or because of his business, istaghna Allahu anhu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees himself from that person.
Can you imagine the seriousness of this warning? Because of sport, you leave out the Jummah Salat. Because of your business, you leave out the Jummah Salat.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, استغنى الله عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that person. وَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free and independent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy. So we should realize the seriousness of neglecting the Jummah Salat. And we should explain this to our children. And sometimes even women folk, except even we find our children, should explain this to our children, especially those people that we find that adore the sports, etc., overwhelmed by the sporting activities around us, that they neglect the Jummah Salat, how serious it is. And alhamdulillah, this is why we find from the time, from those days that are gone by, we find that people should, especially our elders, should take great precaution as far as the Jummah Salat is concerned. Some even from Friday night, some even from Friday morning, from Thursday night, some even from Friday morning, some from the time of Ishraq, some long before Azan takes place, they should come to the masjid. I remember an old person when we were 10, 11 years old, he should come to the masjid. He was unable to come for the daily namazes, but for the Jummah Salat, at 11:15, he should enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was the first person to come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing the due respect for this Mubarak day, showing the importance and qadr that he has and value that he has for this great salat that's going to be taking place. So here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down a surah, and together with that we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to us the importance of the Jummah Salat and a person that leaves out of Jummah Salat, how serious it is. Unfortunately, those were those days when people used to come. Today, unfortunately, there's so much indifference to the Jummah Salat that many people come, sometimes sitting outside, sometimes sitting on the chairs outside on the veranda, sometimes sitting in the wuzu khana, sometimes sitting in the masjid with such a casual attitude, they're just waiting for the Jummah to go away and to finish off, just fulfilling a duty. No, that spirit of enthusiasm, that zeal, that fervor should be there, that longing and that love and that earnest should be there. This is the great salat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made binding upon us, and there are great merits and great rewards for the salat. Together with that, as I mentioned, that the khutbah also performed is part of the salat. Khutbah is just as part of the salat. Some ulama mentioned that's why there's two rakats here. The other two rakats are substituted by the khutbah. That is why all those commands that pertain to the khutbah, pertain to the salat, pertain to the khutbah as well. There should be no speaking. There should be no recitation of the Holy Quran. Person should not open the kalamullah while the khutbah is taking place. You should not be reciting any nafil salat while the khutbah is taking place. And you should not be speaking, obviously, when the Quran, tilawat of the Quran is not permissible. How will speaking be permissible when the khutbah is being mentioned? It's mentioned in the hadith that on the day of Jumu'ah, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stand at the beginning of the masjid, at the entrance of the masjid, and they record the names of those people that come into the masjid. Person that comes first, he gets as if the reward, as if he has kept sacrificed a camel. That person that comes thereafter, he will get the reward like that person that has sacrificed a cow. And that person thereafter, like a person that's given a sadaqah of a ram in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person that comes fourthly is like that person that has given a chicken as charity. And fifthly, that person is like that person who has given a chicken, he has given an egg in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's mentioned in the riwayats that when the imam sits down to perform the khutbah, tawaw suhufahum, they will close up their record, the book of records that they are writing the names, they close it, وَيَسْتَبِعُونَ الزِّكْرِ. They also imagine the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also listen to the khutbah that's given by the imam to show to us the importance and significance that they are not mukallaf and we are mukallaf and we have the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. How more important it is for us to listen to the khutbah when it is taking place. So similar with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, we know the commands of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. When a person is doing something wrong, we should stop him. It's the duty, especially of the imam when he sees it in the masjid, and if everyone else when he sees something taking place that is wrong against the spirit of Islam, then it's our duty to stop that person. And there are details as far as this is concerned. Then if you see a person speaking while the khutbah is taking place, what is the order of that? As we understand here, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, forbidding evil is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِسَاحِبِكُمْ أَنْسِدْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْتُبْ فَكَدْ لَغَوْتَ. If somebody is speaking while the imam is carrying on with the khutbah and you are sitting next to him and you tell your companion, keep quiet, otherwise the khutbah is taking place, didn't you hear? It's necessary for us to listen to the khutbah. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us? فَكَدْ لَغَوْتَ. You have done an action that is vain, that is useless, and you should not do this action. You have done now, you have commanded that person, forbidden that person from carrying out a wrong, but not at the time of khutbah. Rasulullah says, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. You have carried out something that is laghu and completely vain and useless. To show to us the importance of listening to the khutbah. One hadith, in many hadiths we find the words, when the virtues of Jummah are mentioned, استمع وأنصت. He came for the Jumu'ah Salat, istama'a,
they sat down and listened to the khutbah, wa ansata, and they remained quiet. And they remained quiet, meaning what? Completely attentive. And in fact, some of I mentioned, mustahab to look at the imam also when he's performing the khutbah.
Completely attentive and quiet and listening when the khutbah is taking place. And how do we listen to our child?
How do we listen to our advocate? How do we listen to our doctor? How do we listen to our friend? How do we listen to that business consultant?
How do we listen to the CA when he's talking to us about our business, about our health, etc.?
We should listen even more to the khutbah of the imam, because therein he's talking about Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the verses of the Holy Quran, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving orders regarding this dunya and all the reality of the dunya, and mentioning to us the reality of the hereafter. That is why it's more significant for us to listen more attentively.
In fact, in one hadith, when the virtues of Jumu'ah are mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only mentions the person that makes wuzu and makes a good wuzu.
Makes wuzu and makes a good wuzu. For ahsan al-wudu, wa istama'a wa ansata. And he keeps quiet, absolutely quiet, and he's silent. Wa ansata, he remains silent and listens to the khutbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that becomes a means of the forgiveness of not only 1 week, but 10 days of his sins. From the previous Friday to this Friday, and 3 more days.
In other words, 10 days of his sins are forgiven, just for making wuzu properly and coming to the masjid and listening to the khutbah and listening to the imam.
This is how significant and important it is for a person to listen to the khutbah. But as I mentioned, unfortunately, some of us are unmindful, sometimes out of being unconscious of the fact that we should listen absolutely, we remain quiet, sometimes because of negligence, sometimes because of ignorance. What we do, we participate in speaking while the imam is giving the khutbah. And what is the order of that person that speaks? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, إذا تكلم أحدكم يوم الجمعة والإمام يخطب مثله كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا.
The words of who? Of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not the imam. It's the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the imam of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam,
that is addressing us, cautioning us, warning us, and bringing us to our senses that when the imam is speaking, there is no basis for a person, there is no justification for a person to be speaking.
إذا خطب أحدكم إذا يخطب
إذا تكلم أحدكم والإمام يخطب يوم الجمعة فمثله كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. His example is like the example of that donkey that has a whole lot of books on his back.
Like that ignorant person, a donkey is known for his ignorance and stupidity.
And that person that has a whole lot of books on his back doesn't understand. It's another compounded example of his stupidity. So stupid and so ununderstanding is that person who speaks while the khutbah is on. He is like a donkey. As I mentioned, the words of who? Of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِي يَقُولُ لَهُ أَنْسِدْ. And the person that tells him, keep quiet.
As I mentioned, keeping quiet on the day of Jumu'ah when somebody is speaking is not nahi and il munkar that is prescribed by the Sharia. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ.
You have indulged in an action that is completely vain. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even compounds the seriousness of that. وَالَّذِي يَقُولُ لَهُ أَنْسِدْ. فَلَا جُمْعَةَ لَهُ. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that person that says, keep quiet, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, for him there is no Jumu'ah.
Otherwise, he does not even get the reward of Jumu'ah. That is why we understand that we should be completely listening to the imam, completely silent and attentive when the khutbah takes place. And there are many other virtues, great, great virtues.
In fact, some muhaddithin say, there is no other virtue that has come in a hadith, that has come for this hadith, that has come in the 4 books of a hadith, regarding the Jumu'ah Salat, and regarding the khutbah, and preparation for the Jumu'ah Salat.
Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding
of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the proper perspective. And Allah ta'ala give us the hidayat and tawfiq to fulfill them in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhu da'wara, alhamdulillah. Alameen.